because of his gross ignorance. Wherefore, by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the living entity's evolution through different types of bodies is conducted automatically by the laws of nature in bodies other than those of human beings. In other words, by the laws of nature, Prakriti Kriyamanani, the living entity evolves from lower grades of life to human form. Because of his developed consciousness, however, the human being must understand the constitutional position of the living entity and understand why he must accept the material body. This chance is given to him by nature, but if he nonetheless acts like an animal, what is the benefit of his human body? In this life, one must select the goal of life and act accordingly. Having received instructions from the spiritual master and the Shastra, one must be sufficiently intelligent. In the human form of life, one should not remain foolish and ignorant, but must inquire about his constitutional position. That is called Atato Brahmajigyasa. The human psychology gives rise to many questions, which various philosophers have considered and answered with various types of philosophy based upon mental concoction. This is not the way of liberation. The Vedic instructions say, Tadvijnanartham cha gurum eva vigache. To solve the problems of life, one must accept a spiritual master. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasa sreyamuttama. If one is actually serious in inquiring about the solution to material existence, he must approach a bona fide guru. Tatvini panipadena pariprasena sevaya upadekshanite jnanam jnanena sattva-darshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him solicitly and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master by surrendering himself, pranipadena, and rendering service. An intelligent person must inquire from the spiritual master about the goal of life. A bona fide spiritual master can answer all such questions because he has seen the real truth. Even in ordinary activities, we first consider gain and loss and then we act. Similarly, an intelligent person must consider the entire process of material existence and then act intelligently, following the directions of the bona fide spiritual Living entity who has received his present body because of his past primitive activity may end the results of his actions in this life, but this does not mean that he is liberated from the bondage of material bodies. Living entity receives one type of body, and by performing actions with that body, he creates another. Thus he transmigrates from one body to another through the repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. Om Agnyanandasya Gyananandasavakaya Chakshurumurudhavidhamdeya Sanyasya Shri Gurudeva Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprasam Tapitapyena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Prakarmayam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my eyes were shut, but my spiritual master opened my eyes to the truth, light of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances for his service.
So here in this chapter, the classmates of Prahlad Maharaj, they're astounded. Where do you get all this knowledge? None of their teachers ever taught this. Nobody else ever taught this. We hear Prahlad explains in this chapter how even within the womb, he got transcendental knowledge. His Shastra explains that after 7 months, the child in the womb becomes conscious. So therefore Prahlad Maharaj was able to hear all the instructions that Narduni was giving to his mother. Actually, Narduni is only apparently giving that instruction to his mother. He's giving that instruction to Prahlad in the womb. So Prahlad is explaining all this knowledge to his classmates. So here he's explaining that this body comes to an end. That everybody knows. But that doesn't mean that is end of our material bondage. This verse is describing, after ending this body, by the activities that we've done in this life, we get another body. We know from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, whatever type of body, remember the time of death, you attain that body in your next life. So right now, we're performing activities that will cause us to get another type of body. This is called samsara, repeated birth and death. But here it says, avivekata, only due to ignorance. Yes, if you go to that, Krishna Baba, I will see you later. It's only due to our ignorance that we're stuck in this cycle of birth and death. This human form of life is opportunity to get free. Here Prabhupada explains, the living entity, he evolves. We also believe in evolution, but not like Darwin, with his foolish theories. The soul evolves from very low type of life to higher forms of life. That is done automatically. By the action of material energy. He goes from one level to the next level, finally. We get this human form of life. The human form of life is very rare. You know that verse, Brahmanda Brahmati Kondi Bhagavanji. We wander throughout this whole universe in so many different types of bodies. But this human form of body is very, very rare. Like, how many people have been to Mayapur Festival? You know, at that time, for every human being, there's 1 crore mosquitoes. If you don't put a mosquito net, they will come, they will pick you up, they will pick you up for Sunday peace. The bird, bee, mosquito, grass, all these, so many billions of living entities, the human form of life is very, very grand. But here, Prabhupada says, this human form of life is meant for inquiry. Atato Brahmajigna. Atato means now. The meaning of now is now that you came to this human form of life. Brahmajigna, inquire about the Supreme. Everybody is simply inquiring how to increase his material life. But we see it practically, nobody's becoming happy by increasing his material life. Everywhere there's full of miseries. It's like now in America, every place is on fire. Florida is completely smashed. Everywhere there's misery. Not that, they're like somehow or other, they're like going for camera everywhere, all the people like, come take me to America. It's not in America that you stop your suffering. You still suffer there. They're suffering like anything. They're suffering more. Everywhere in this world, we should inquire how to get out. We should not inquire how to go to America. Anyway, America is finished. The grand times of America are over. Now everybody's full of anxiety.
They're canceling all their visas. They cancel all their visas.
We should inquire how to go to Goloka Vrindavan. That is the real inquiry. Brahmajignas. Just like Prabhupada quotes our favorite verse, that may be Pranipadena. Pariprasthena. Pariprasthena means to ask questions. Not just ask questions. Pariprasthena means question. Pariprasthena, whatever doubts you have rolling around inside your heart, you should present that before the spiritual master. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be afraid of having doubts. Doubts are actually the food for our faith. What did I say? Doubts are the food for our faith. How is that? Because if we have some doubt and we present it before the spiritual master, and he solves that doubt for us, then our faith will increase. So we shouldn't be afraid of having doubt. Doubt is natural. Avivekata, the place of ignorance. So naturally we'll have doubts. But if we approach the spiritual master or senior Vaishnava, we get that doubt satisfied, then automatically our faith increases. So doubt is a food for our faith. Don't worry about doubts. Worry about not expressing them. The whole Bhagavad Gita begins with Arjuna expressing his doubts. He goes before Krishna, I'm confused about my duty, I don't know what to do, I only see destruction. He's presenting all his doubts. And then Krishna satisfied all those doubts. Then Arjuna says, now you're ready to act according to your instruction. So, first, Paniprasena, we ask questions. And it's not just a one-way street that we ask questions and tata, see you later. Sevaya Pariprasnena, we ask questions and out of gratitude we must offer some service for receiving that transcendental. Then the circuit is complete. Just like if we study this fan, there's one line coming from the powerhouse and one line going back. When we flip the switch, the circuit is complete, the fan runs, or this light comes on. Same way, we ask questions to the spiritual master, then we render service, then the circuit is complete. We become enlightened. We become enlightened. So all the Vedic scriptures, Prabhupada is quoting all these are wonderful verses about spiritual master. What is that? To solve the problems of life, one must approach the spiritual master. So it says, everybody, this material life is filled with so many problems and people are making so many solutions. In fact, there's one verse in this section of Bhagavatam where Prahlad Maharaj explains, everybody's in some difficulty. And whatever solution they make to that difficulty is worse, the solution is worse than the difficulty. We're always trying to make some material solution to our problems, but that problem makes everything worse. Just like we want to move from one place to the next, so bullet cart is going very slow, so now we need a motor car. The motor car we see, it goes so fast, then there's accident, then there's a big mess. We're completely torn apart. You've never seen a bullet cart wrapped around a tree or a telephone pole. And now, in any city in the world, you can't breathe. And now we have also this global warming, so many problems created by our solution is creating more problems than the problem itself. We can live very easily without moving fast. So we created an artificial system trying to solve the problems. The real problem of life is how to end this cycle of birth and death. For that, one has to approach the spiritual master. It's just like anything. We want to learn anything in this world. We approach a teacher. We want to learn mathematics. We have to go to a mathematics teacher. We want to know science. We go to a science teacher. We want to know law. We go to a law teacher. It's logical. And people say, no, for understanding God, you don't need a guru. Or they say, just like I was just now in Barcelona, one lady was saying, you're your own guru. But by being my own guru, look where I've got. I'm stuck in this material body suffering so many anxieties. I've been going life after life after life, suffering and suffering. What is the use of being my own guru? Prabhupada said, who is his own guru? He has a fool for a guru. It's natural for the most important subject in life. I need a little thing to learn mathematics, we have to go to a mathematics teacher. So it's natural for the most important thing in life, how to end this material life, we don't need a teacher. tiny little thing like mathematics, we need a teacher for ending the problems of life. We don't need a teacher. It is natural. So we have to approach, Krishna says, the wise and bona fide spiritual traditional master means he's coming in the simplicity succession. Like Prabhupada explained it, many philosophers are giving their ideas based on mental concoction. But he says that will not free us from material life. That will not free us from material bondage. We will come up with so many concoctions. But real spiritual knowledge is descending. It comes down from one spiritual master to the next. It's coming directly from Krishna. We saw Bhagavad Gita means the song of God. Krishna himself has spoken. And he explains, I spoke this millions of years ago to the sun god and it came down. All the great Vidarshis in the past, they understood it through this process of the cyclic succession. Just like one of the only good things about hot season is mangoes. One of the few good things about when it comes very hot, 45 degrees and all. Only good thing is mangoes. But the best mangoes, they're on the top of the tree where they get the sunlight. They're the most ripe and most sweetest mangoes. But if we drop that mango from the top down, it will become spoiled. So what they do, they send one man from one branch, another man to another branch like that. The one picks it, he hands it to the other one, he hands it to the other one, hands it to the other one. It comes down like that, intact. The same way spiritual knowledge comes down from one spiritual master to the next. Now sometimes they say, just like in, I remember in my youth, especially birthday parties, we'd have a game where everybody would sit in a big circle and we'd say something to the one next to us, he would repeat it to the next, and then we'd find out it was, by the way, got to the end, it was completely changed. So the cyclic succession is not like that, haphazard. But one lives under the lotus feet of the spiritual master is trained over and over again, the same, just like sometimes you're just saying the same thing, you're not this body, you're not this body. But still we haven't realized, I'm fully convinced that I'm this body, still I haven't understood. So we have to hear again and again, to become trained. It is a very, very scientific process, not haphazard like in birthday games. One lives in the ashram of the spiritual master and is trained in spiritual knowledge, so understand it perfectly, so that he can repeat that knowledge perfectly. It's a very, very particular process, not a haphazard process. One gets this knowledge, then when one gets real knowledge, he can act accordingly. And by acting according to the direction of the spiritual master, one becomes liberated. Because activities in Krishna consciousness, they have no material reaction. Everything we're doing is creating our next body. That is the whole point of this verse. Everything we're doing right now will create our next body. The type of consciousness we're creating will create our next body. Just like I'm sure you've met some person who's super, very selfish person, self-interested, you know, and that person is just a dog. You see, dog, he's very, very selfish, you know. As soon as he's got some food, then he barks at every other dog to go away, to mine. He doesn't think of sharing. So we met people like that, so obviously they're making their consciousness dog-like, so the next body will be a dog. But we don't want to make our consciousness dog-like, we want to make our consciousness God-like. For that, we need the shelter of the spiritual master and your instruction. Over and over and over again. We have to hear these instructions over and over. Prabhupada instituted this process of having Bhagavatam class in the morning. You hear the same thing every day. You're not your body, you're the spirit soul, you're the servant of Krishna. One day it clicks. We hear, you're just saying the same thing. But one day it just clicks, yes. I'm not this body, I have to get serious. One day it just clicks, we hear it over and over again. But one day it clicks. So then when we act under the instruction of the bona fide spiritual master, then we're preparing a body in the Golok. But activities in Krishna consciousness have no material reaction. Just like One time in Bombay, there was one gentleman named Mr. B.L. Sethi. He's mentioned in the Leelamrita. He was the one when they were breaking the temporary temple in Juhu. He got it stopped and he rebuilt the temple. So originally in Juhu, there was no place for the devotees to stay, but there was many apartments. So Sethi had suggested, since the devotee had no place to stay, that he build apartments on top of the apartments that were already existing. Since somehow in India it's very difficult when somebody's in an apartment and can't get him out, so many laws, very complicated. So they couldn't get the tenants out even though they're paying 1 rupee a month for something that's worth thousands and thousands of rupees a month. The laws were such like that. So Sethi just said, alright, we'll build another level of apartments on top for the devotees to stay. So he was doing that, he was a contractor, so he was doing that work. And one day, he was completely covered with cement dust and very dirty. And he was thinking to go take leave. He was going home for the day. He said, I should take leave from Guruji. He always called Prabhupada Guruji. Then he looked at himself, I'm all filled with dirt, how can I go before Guruji? And he started to walk away. He said, well, how can I leave without taking my leave properly? So he went up to Prabhupada's apartment, and Prabhupada saw Sethiji filled with cement dust. He said, Sethiji, you are building rooms for my devotees? Yes, Guruji. He said, I am building your room in the Goloka. He said, but Guruji, I'm not a devotee. I don't follow your principles. I'm not your disciple. He said, Prabhupada, it doesn't matter. You're building rooms for, you're serving my devotees. Therefore, I am building your room in the Guru. And Sethiji used to explain, I was just a devotee of Prabhupada's devotees. What will happen to Prabhupada's actual devotees? Those who are actually serving the mission. What will be there? Prabhupada was building, I was just serving the devotees. I wasn't even serving Prabhupada, I was serving his devotees. And Prabhupada was building my home in Goloka. So what will happen to those who are actually serving Prabhupada's mission? What is their gati? What is their goal? So therefore we want to simply act under the instructions of the spiritual master, and that activity will have no material reaction. We'll be able to end this cycle of birth and death. It's only due to this ignorance. Avivekita says. Vivek means intelligence. So avivek. We come to this human form of life, but we're just acting like dogs and cats, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, doing so many things. Therefore we'll get another body, one after another. And every body needs suffering. Most of you are all young, you're having a good time. I'll tell you, once you get old, it's no fun. You can ask my governor, they're all sitting here. He testified. It ain't any fun. So to get another mature body, we don't want that. But by ignorance, we're so foolish, we're trying to enjoy in this mature world. But this mature world, Krishna has certified it, Bhagavad Gita, Dukalayama Shastratam. It is temporary and full of misery. So certify it by the maker. Just like when you buy your new smartphone, you know, there's a little instruction pamphlet that tells everything about the phone. So Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's instruction pamphlet. He's telling all about this world. Dukalayama Shastratam. It is a place of misery and temporary. So don't try to make a permanent solution. Don't try to make your permanent solution. In a temporary place, you can't make a permanent solution. Make a real permanent solution. Get out of this world altogether. And in this age, the process has been made very simple by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's descended 531 years ago in this very beautiful place called Mayapur. And he started this wonderful chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Simply by this chanting, this is simple service. This is also service. Just like there was one godbrother, Srila Prabhupada, Kitchen Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So he was sitting there in the mud at Mayapur, and all he was doing was chanting. So the devotees complained, and Bhakti said, he's not doing any service. He said, that is a real service. All he's doing is chanting, but that is a real service. So that is service. It's simple service, only involves his tongue. All day long, if you listen to your tongue, talking so much nonsense things all day long, cricket, politics, so many things. But you engage the same tongue in the simple process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Same tongue, and that will liberate you. Mahaprabhu has given such an easy process. In this Kali Yuga, nobody's interested. And process is so powerful that even if somebody hears you chanting, he'll be benefited. Like I gave the example so many times, we used to have we had a wonderful godbrother named Vishnujan Swami. He had a big bus traveling around America. He said this bus is like a big fish swimming around this ocean of material existence. And it would come to some city and stop, and from the belly of the fish, because the luggage department's in the belly of the bus, right? So from the belly of the fish unfolded a whole vessel. The stage came out, sound system, instruments, prasad cart, everything. And they would chant and have wonderful festival. So I was in one city where this was going on. And there was one businessman coming by every day. And he stopped me. He said, you guys, you're here every day chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go home at night and I try to go to sleep, and the only thing that comes to my mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was envious. I wish when I went to bed, Hare Krishna. He doesn't want spiritual life. He's a complete materialist, but somehow he's getting spiritual life, even though he doesn't want it. This is Mahaprabhu's mission. Mahaprabhu is so kind on the fallen souls. Even if they hear, they get benefit. So with the dark age of Kali, the process has been made very, very simple. You simply have to take advantage. Now that you've got this human form of life, don't waste it. Probably over and over again telling us, don't act like cats and dogs. They're only just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Prabhupada explains, you're sleeping on a nice soft bed in a big apartment, 50 floors up. And the dog, he just runs around in a circle 3 times and lie down and go to sleep. But sleeping is the same. When you're asleep, you don't know you're sleeping 50 stories up on a nice soft bed. The dog doesn't know he's sleeping on the floor. Sleeping is sleeping. Just like we were just in Hungary with Sivaram Maharaj, this beautiful new Brajadam, love of Brajadam. So some devotees from London came, so he's explaining to them that here we don't have any electricity, nobody has tap water, they all have a well, and they have a pump, they have wood heating. And you're thinking, oh, that's too much work, I have to pump every day. You're staying with one devotee in London. Nice devotee couple's house. So every afternoon he was there pumping all the water from the well up to the tank. So for 5-10 minutes he pumps. And you guys, hour and hour, you have to sit in traffic, breathing all these nasty fumes, both coming and going to your place where you work. And you're thinking, oh, that's trouble to pump the water and live without electricity. And everybody has solar. 50 houses are there. But nobody has it. Like, they have solar panel, they have wooden heating, they have, everybody's got a well and a pump. And everybody will be very peacefully. They don't have to sit in the traffic, beep beep, and breathe all this fume, to be totally frustrated, by this guy doesn't move, I'm stuck here in this traffic. That's a hassle. To pump to chop a little bit of wood and set it on fire and heat up your water for the morning. That's not a trouble. The trouble is sitting in your car that you've got for comfort, and you're sitting in the fumes and frustrated because the traffic is not moving. That's a trouble. To pump the water is not a trouble. So don't spoil your life chasing after all these illusory so-called happinesses in this material world. Simply sit down peacefully with everybody in this whole community. They come to the temple, beautiful temple is there. They also have beautiful Radhashyam Sundar there. Let's see, Rakshas is giving us trouble. And everybody living very peacefully without all the so-called modern amenities that we struggle so hard to get. Just live simply, chant Hare Krishna, make your next body in Goloka, and go back to home, back to God. That's all. Hare Krishna.
Is great in a bunny,